welcome to Travel It's Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, and every week at this time, we bring you inside the world of travel, from hotels and tours to cruise ships, planes, trains, and things you can eat and read on your trip. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the show later on Facebook, blogtalkradio.com, or my website, danschlossberg.net. My special guest tonight in the 326th edition of Travel It's Radio is Lauren Strachan of Diamonds International. Welcome to the show, Lauren, and apologies for last week when you were left hanging by a mechanical glitch. We're going to make up for that tonight.
Wonderful, Dan. It's great to be here. I'm super excited. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you. Lauren is the Director of Port Revenue for Diamonds International. She has been in the cruise and travel industry for more than 12 years. She began her career working on cruise ships as a port and shopping guide and visited several ports of call every week representing luxury brands and retailers. She is now Director of Port Revenue for one of the largest tax and duty-free retailers in the world, Diamonds International. Her position takes her throughout the Caribbean, Mexico, and Alaska, as well as on almost every cruise line on the high seas. She literally has a black belt in travel. And boy, am I jealous of that, Lauren. And I've been covering travel for a long time, but I am not yet familiar with Diamonds International, so I'm very happy to do this show myself. Please share with both my audience and me, what is Diamonds International?
Absolutely. Well, I think you said it best just a second ago, and one of the most important things to know about us is we are one of the largest tax and duty-free diamond retailers in the world. And a little bit of history of how that happened. We were actually established in 1988 by two brothers and a sister, so family formed, by Albert Morris and Donna, and they actually started the company by wholesaling diamonds to some of those first retailers in the ports of call that we know of today. So if you or our listeners out there have ever been to St. Thomas, you see tons of jewelry stores down the street. Well, we actually began wholesaling diamonds to some of those retailers. As cruise ships were coming in, they were doing massive business. And we said to ourselves, well, why continue wholesaling? Why not open a retail location ourselves? So that is when we started our first brick-and-mortar store. The first Diamonds International ever was actually a teeny tiny 150-square-foot shop on the back alleyway in St. Thomas, and we have since then grown to over 130 retail locations across 27 ports, Caribbean countries, Florida, Mexico, Alaska, and some of our stores now hit into the 20,000 square feet arenas. So we can see we've come a long way since 1988. And the really interesting thing about Diamonds International is that we serve millions of tourists and cruise ship passengers annually. So it's people on vacation. It's people like us who love to travel. We're traveling to exotic destinations, and we're commemorating our cruise with something, and we're shopping. So, you know, when it comes down to it, we're synonymous with cruise travel. We're a household name in this industry. We offer a staggering selection of diamonds, tanzanite, designer jewelry, and watches, and we are the exclusive retail partner of the U.S. patented Crown of Light. So on top of all this, really cool thing is that Diamonds International remains family-owned and operated to this day and privately held. We have offices in New York City's Diamond Districts and Miami, so it's a pretty incredible company to work for, I must say.
Why is purchasing jewelry at port stores so important?
You know, that's a good question. I always come back to and talk about the importance of capturing a memory, especially when we're traveling, right? I believe in telling a story about that experience. You know, we might be going somewhere that might be once in a lifetime, like let's say a trip to Alaska, a cruise to Alaska, for instance, or a place that you love to visit. You go often, maybe it's Grand Cayman. I believe jewelry does exactly that. Jewelry is able to tell that story and evoke that memory. And, you know, at the end of the day, we aren't really buying diamonds and jewelry because of the price, how much we're saving tax and duty free in the Caribbean, or how much we're spending. We're buying these pieces because of the way they look, the way they make us feel, and the story that it tells about us personally and what memory we want it to evoke for the years to come. You know, I have a diamond. I'm looking at it now. It's a crown of light, but I wear it on my right hand. I wear my me ring on my left hand, of course, and my right hand, I call it my me ring. Ladies, if you're listening, you need yourself a me ring. So, you know, I bought this diamond for myself many years ago in Alaska. I was celebrating a milestone birthday. I was on a cruise, and the night before, I experienced something I'd been dreaming about since I was a kid. My life, one of my lifelong dreams, I saw the Northern Lights for the first time. And that just was incredible to me. And it was one of those travel experiences that you wish you could capture in a picture, and it doesn't even do it justice. And the next day I was like, how do I capture the moment that I'm feeling now on this trip? And I knew I had to treat myself to something. And that's what I did. I bought this diamond, this beautiful crown of light that reminds me of the Northern Lights. And now whenever I look at it, all those memories that I had during that experience, they just come flooding back. And it's really cool because now, back then I didn't have kids. Now I get to tell this story to my son and my daughter, who are always asking about mommy's ring. And so I get to relive these memories and then pass that down to my children. And that's what we do with jewelry, right? We pass it down to our children, and they pass it down to their children. They're taking our memories with them, adding their own memories on top of that, those heirloom pieces. I mean, this is what jewelry signifies for us. It's our legacy. And I know that's a long-winded answer to it. Why is it important to buy in the ports of call? But it's so important.
And even though we're talking with Lauren Strachan, Director of Port Revenue for Diamonds International, we're not just talking diamonds, but all kinds of precious gems, right?
Absolutely. So we have an incredible selection of diamonds, tanzanite, and watches. We have an amazing brand called Safi Karima Tanzanite. You know, if you're starting your diamond collection for your four diamond jewelry basics, your pendant, your earrings, your bracelet and your ring, or if you want to add to those basics, you have all your diamond jewelry and you want to add some precious gemstones, the store selection is absolutely staggering. So yes, we're talking across the board. Of course, I have to say, what is a girl's best friend? Diamonds. So I always fall back to a nice conversation about them, but you name it and it's in our stores, and we talk about it and buy and sell it. So yes.
And, of course, a boy's best friend is baseball diamonds, right?
Yes, definitely. And dogs.
Okay. Lauren, what should consumers buy at port stores when they travel as opposed to jewelers at home, and why?
Well, you know, when you're in a port store, the best purchases are hands down on your diamonds, tanzanite, and watches. I mean, when it comes to pricing, selection, quality, hard-to-find unique pieces, these ports of call are where it's at. I mean, truly, you've never had a shopping experience at home like the one you will have in the Caribbean or Mexico or Alaska. The stores alone, in my opinion, are worth a visit. I mean, this is not your average jewelry store back home. In your local mall, you've got those guys. You've seen them. You know them. You have the commercials on TV. We have stores that are over, you know, 16,000 square feet. And some locations are fully equipped with what we like to call our husband daycare or daddy daycare. It's basically just a fully stocked bar with televisions, baseball on, of course, right, Dan? And a computer corner. We have VIP rooms. There's kid play areas. I mean, the stores themselves are stunning, and they're destinations within themselves, fully operational bars. You know, I've done many experiments over the years, let me just tell you. I'd gone into my local jeweler. I've asked to see their loose diamonds. They have three or four to choose from. I've asked to see something truly special and unique, something that I might not have back home or my friends don't have. They really don't have this. I asked them to see tanzanite. They have zero. I mean, seriously, try it yourselves. When you walk into Diamonds International in St. Martin, Cozumel, any of the ports of call, you literally will see tray after tray, counter after counter, case after case of jewelry, diamonds, you know, and there's more in the vault where that came from. It's the selection is just staggering.
Is there anything travelers should be wary of when shopping for jewelry at ports when they travel?
Well, you know, it's always buyer's beware. When we talk about shopping in the Caribbean, when you're far away from home, you want to shop with confidence, right? So we always say, you know, shop with recommended retailers, of course, like Diamonds International, and a lot of the cruise ships, they'll have a port and shopping map which has recommended and guaranteed stores inside that map that are backed by the cruise line. So what do you want to be wary of? You know, you want to, if the deal is too good, if it sounds too good, it probably is. You know, I've heard some stories of some beautiful emerald jewelry pieces coming back, and they end up being beautiful shards of Heineken bottles, and that's just no fun. So, you know, it is a big deal for us at Diamonds International to be able to say that we are the number one recommendation for jewelry and diamonds on almost every cruise line in the world. So it's important for our listeners, you know, who pride themselves in travel, to shop with confidence when they travel abroad. So always shop with a high-end jeweler, one that comes recommended. You know, that's my best advice I can give.
And do buyers get a good deal?
Absolutely. So to understand this, you know, we at Diamonds International, we're a site holder for De Beers. So just to give you a brief picture of what that means, a little bit of history in the diamond industry, if you will. De Beers, who we know owns and controls the vast majority of the world's rough diamonds, they've chosen very carefully and very specifically only a handful of companies that can buy their diamonds directly from them. And these companies are called site holders. So it's very difficult to become a site holder. Only 80 companies in the world have this honor and privilege. And you don't just knock on De Beers' door and say, hey, knock, 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 De Beers, I want this status. I want to buy diamonds directly from you. No, that's not how it works. They have chosen 80 in the entire world to buy directly from them. So being a site holder means we get our diamonds directly from the source, from De Beers. And on top of this, we're vertically integrated. So what does that mean? We do everything in-house, cutting, polishing, designing, manufacturing, marketing, literally everything from A to Z, which cuts out a slew of middlemen and saves our guests tons of money in the process. And I mean, on top of this, we all know the Caribbean is tax and duty-free shopping, and the savings due to the sheer volume are just incredible. I mean, listen to this, Dan. We see more customers in 1 to 2 days, and the retailers in the ports of call will see more customers in 1 to 2 days than our guys, the guys I was talking about with no selection, that they see in 1 to 2 months back home. So we're able to turn that over, pass those volume savings on as well, and so yes, in a nutshell, I can definitely say they get a great deal when shopping out in the ports of call.
Well, you just answered my next question, was, is buying jewelry at cruise ports very popular? Apparently it is.
Oh, yeah. Buying jewelry in the ports of call is an absolute frenzy. I would say it's one of the number one things to do on a cruise vacation. You know, when you talk to most people about their trips to the islands or on a cruise, so many of them will undoubtedly have a story about a beautiful piece of jewelry they bought while they're there. And they can't wait to tell you. And they can't wait to tell you, oh my gosh, you have to shop in St. Martin. It's one of the best shopping places in the world. You know, an overwhelming amount of people shop while they're on a cruise. Even an Alaskan cruise, which a lot of people don't actually realize, that shopping is such a big deal. It's a frenzy, if you will. So yes, definitely a very popular thing to do.
Okay, listeners, we're talking with Lauren Strachan, Director of Port Revenue for Diamonds International. Lauren, what are the most purchased items at Diamonds International stores and why?
Well, definitely diamonds and exotic gemstones like tanzanite and, of course, incredible high-end watches. But I will say the number one purchase made in Diamonds International, hands down, bar none, is called the Crown of Light. I would love to get a chance to talk about this later because if, for me, and it's the one I was telling you about, I wear it here on my right hand. It's to Lauren, love Lauren. It's a beautiful diamond ring. But it's the most spectacular diamond anyone has ever laid eyes on. And if you've never seen it, you're planning on cruising, visiting an island or Alaska in the near or distant future, you have to see it. I mean, do yourself a favor. Its sparkle is off the charts, and it is by far the number one seller and the number one purchased item in Diamonds International.
Is that the same as the branded diamond that you have that is mined and cut in Namibia, Africa?
It is. It is one and the same. It is the Crown of Light. Would you like me to tell you?
Please do.
Well, so the Crown of Light is, I always get excited when I get to talk about it because it truly is a revolutionary diamond. First of all, it's a premium and patented diamond brand, which is truly a triumph of cutting expertise fused with ingenious designs. I mean, when you see it, you'll understand what I mean here. But when I say revolutionary, it's quite literally the next step in diamond evolution. So let me break this down and tell you guys a little history again of the diamond industry, pull back the curtain a little bit. So when diamond cutting first began, we started with what was called the miner's cut. The miner's or antique cut, we also called it the rose cut. It was about 17 facets. This is as good as we knew how to cut a diamond back then. Science and technology were limited, and it gave very little fire, very little sparkle. So after that, science and technology advanced, of course, and gave us the ability to cut what we're now very much familiar with. All of us pretty much are familiar with or have and own the modern round brilliant. This is the traditional round brilliant diamond. It's composed of 57 or 58 facets, and this was thought for the longest time to produce the most sparkle until the Crown of Light came along. It has completely revolutionized the industry. It, in comparison to your 57 facet, which we just talked about, and your 17 facets, it has 90 facets. And these 90 facets, it's not just about the number that I'm saying, but it's where they are strategically placed on the table of the stone, creating almost a dome-like shape that we recognize when we do see a crown of light. And this diamond produces more sparkle and more fire than we have ever seen before in diamonds. Like I keep saying, it's truly revolutionary. So for the first time ever, we have a diamond where the entire gemstone is performing light. And when I say performing light, it's that pitter, you know, when we see a diamond, ladies, you're listening, it's what we fall in love with, right? It's the sparkle. We've always, as human beings, had an affinity and an attraction towards things that sparkle. For me, wanting to see the northern lights. For some of us, maybe putting up the Christmas tree and the Christmas tree sparkle. We have this draw to sparkle. And for me, being in this industry for so long and so many women I've talked to, asking them what would they want more of in a diamond, it's always, hands down, the answer is sparkle. And the crown of light is the answer to our desires, to our deepest desires for what we want to see on our fingers, around our neck, on our wrist, in our ears, is that beautiful sparkle. And, you know, that's what we experience when we walk into a store, we see the lights emanating out of the showcase. This is what makes our heart go pitter-patter when we fall in love with a diamond. And ladies who are listening who get me, you're nodding because you know that this feeling. So this is why the Crown of Light is so spectacular. It really stands apart. Every other diamond in the world literally just looks dim next to a crown of light. So this is why it's the number one purchase made in the Caribbean, the number one diamond purchase made overall in the Caribbean, and of course at Diamonds International. But, you know, all of that, on top of all of this, we believe, and Crown of Light believes, in social responsibility. So we truly believe in supporting the countries in which we're located and giving back to these countries. So you mentioned when you asked me the question about it being mined and cut in Namibia, Africa. And, you know, we believe giving back to these communities is paramount. So it's not just about what we're selling, but it's about being a good, upstanding retailer, a good partner to the countries in which we do business. And in Namibia, in particular, Crown of Light is dedicated to this. We support an orphanage called Baby Haven, which I've been to many times. It's absolutely beautiful. It provides care for children who have passed from whose parents have passed from AIDS, as well as children afflicted with the HIV virus. And we visit them regularly. We bring them toys and supplies, as well as a general monthly contribution. And not only that, but we're one of the largest factories in the country of Namibia. We provide jobs and skills transfer to the local people there, which is very important. And we just pride ourselves in this. And the country of Namibia themselves are so impressed with Diamonds International, and they play a very supportive role with our work there. And just one last thing while I'm talking about something that's important, like social responsibility, which is important to me. We also do big projects where our stores are located. So I mentioned For instance, we have locations everywhere, 125 of them, in Roatan, in Honduras. We've built countless homes and schools for the less fortunate. When the hurricane struck in the Caribbean in such a terrible way in 2017, we came to the aid of the people in these countries. We provided supplies, food, water. We chartered airplanes to bring them all of what they needed to the islands. We kept everyone's job intact when we had to close many of our stores. You know, Diamonds International and the Crown of Light, it's not just arguably the world's most spectacular diamond, but it's also a diamond that creates goodwill around the world. And that's just a beautiful thing.
Okay, listeners, you're listening to Travel Itch Radio with Dan Schlossberg. Find the archive show on blogtalkradio.com or check out Travel Itch Radio on Facebook. We're also on iTunes. And our guest tonight is Lauren Strachan, Director of Port Revenue for Diamonds International. Lauren, what is your role as Director of Port Revenue for Diamonds International?
Well, as Director of Port Revenue, I have an amazing job because I feel like I'm in the happy business, because not only do I get to see beautiful jewelry and Crown of Light all day, but I get to help people that are traveling. I get to help people that are, you know, doing one of the happiest things in the world, which is going on vacation with their loved ones or for themselves, celebrating something, you know, celebrating the love of their family. I get to be a part of that experience. So I get to travel through all of our ports of call, as well as onto the ships themselves, to help revenue in our ports of call, work with our managers and our staff and the people on the ships, the port and shopping guides who talk about our stores, who recommend us to guests, and they recommend where to shop because we are such a top-notch retailer. I get the honor of being a part of sales, marketing, operation teams. I wear so many hats when it comes to our business, truly. And I'm a firm believer, like I always come back to, in the power of stories. So not only do I get to help Diamonds International tell our story when I travel and when I'm out there abroad, but I get to help the guests capture their own. And that's something really special. And, you know, they do this so often through diamonds, through jewelry, and through us, that I get to be a part of that experience. So that's really what my job entails, pretty much the best job in the world.
And Lauren, you're constantly on the road, so do you enjoy traveling or look at it like something you have to do for the job?
I love traveling. Now, of course, now that I have had two beautiful children, I travel less, but I still enjoy it so much. You know, there's something exciting about being out there, about being even in ports of call. I've been to so many times. Travel, for those of you who love it and know, you know, what we're talking about here, which of course you do, it's a bug. It's an itch. Like you have the perfect name for your podcast. And once it's there, you can't get rid of it. It's a bug that will continue with you for the rest of your life, those of us who are passionate about travel. So even though I do it less and I'm here with my family more, when I do get to go, ooh, it's great. And sometimes not so bad to get away from a three-year-old.
Well, thank you for saying that about the podcast. Your check is in the mail.
Great.
Okay. Lauren, do you make your own assignments, or are you called in by various Diamonds International stores as a problem solver?
Great question. It's a mixture of both. I'll do both. I make my own assignments. I go where I feel I need to be, go on ships I feel I need to be on, and when I, you know, at certain times, or I'll go for a trunk show event. We have a yearly event that we send an incredible array of selection of jewelry. We have a big show, trunk show, in the ports of call. And I might travel for that, or I might get asked by the management to come down and stay on the island for a little while, meet with the shopping guides who live and work on the ship all day, 24 hours a day, and come into the stores and help them as well. So it's a big variety of the two. Great question.
And do you have favorite places to visit or favorite ships and cruise lines?
Ooh, I do. You know, I love,
you can't talk about
I
him,
do
right?
love Cozumel. I know, right? Who's listening to this? I think my favorite ports of call are Alaska in general. All the Alaska ports of call are just incredible. If you haven't been on an Alaskan cruise, book yourself an Alaskan cruise. Go up there because, wow, what an amazing place. And unexpected in just grandeur, and not unexpected, but there's something about it that left me unexpectedly in awe. Amazing place. Those are probably my top three. Of course, I love Cozumel, Grand Cayman. I mean, these are pieces of paradise. St. Martin, St. Thomas. I mean, this is, you can't go wrong with the Caribbean islands. And those are probably the top few, though.
And I think I know the answer to this one. Do people select cruise travel to shop at port stores because they feel it preserves the memories of their trips?
Definitely. I mean, you know, we've said it, but when you travel anywhere, you want to take something back as a memento of your trip. You're on a cruise. A vast majority of shoppers will take home diamonds and jewelry. I mean, they're not only understanding the opportunities that we've already talked about, like we discussed tax and duty free. We talked about being a De Beers site holder. We talked about an unparalleled selection, the unique diamond brand that no one else has back home because it's exclusive to Diamonds International in the Caribbean and Alaska and Mexico, the Crown of Light. But at the end of the day, like I say, we buy a diamond because it's something that is not only breathtakingly beautiful, but it just has this ability to hold on to a memory and tell a story. And you remember what you wore, what port you were in, what he said, what she said, what you had for dinner, that immaculate sunset over the water in Grand Cayman, that crisp glass of wine you sipped, that unforgettable excursion in the Caribbean, or that moment you saw a whale breach for the first time in your life off the coast of Juneau. You are literally just brought right back to these memories and these moments that we wish could last a lifetime, but we know they're truly fleeting. So what better way to bring back a keepsake of your journey than to buy something while you're there, and buy something important, buy something beautiful, buy something remarkable, buy a Crown of Light.
Okay, and unfortunately, we're running out of time. So how do Travel Itch Radio listeners learn more about Diamonds International?
Well, they can go to our website, www.diamondsinternational.com, as well as www.crownoflight.com. I highly recommend that one. Come visit us. Book a cruise or fly to one of our ports of call, our islands, but go to Alaska, come visit us in the ports of call, and tell them that you heard Lauren on the radio, and they'll get me on the phone with you. That's how close. We're an entire family at Diamonds International. It's all about the people there. So come visit us in our stores.
Okay. Thank you, Lauren, for joining us tonight on Travel Itch Radio. We've been hearing from Lauren Strachan, Director of Port Revenue for Diamonds International. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much, Dan. It was great to be here.
Okay, and listeners, when you think for Father's Day, birthdays, or graduations, how about the new baseball Bible, my 424-page illustrated unorthodox history of baseball? It's not only the most unusual baseball book ever published, but 424 pages for less than a sawbuck. Such a deal. Order on Amazon.com today and have it in plenty of time as a gift for your favorite baseball fan or yourself or your dad. And if you want an autographed edition, come to my signing at 1 o'clock, June 12th, or from 11 to 1 on July 20th. I'll be in the Baseball Hall of Fame this coming Wednesday, 1 o'clock, June 12th. And that's it for this edition of Travel Itch Radio. Next week, same time, same station, same announcer, we'll talk to travel writer Tanya Wilhelm about traveling with your dog. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night.